are so many fabulous faraway places to see, such as Mexico, Sweden, Hawaii, Japan, and Capri. There's so many exciting and wonderful places, mountains and jungles and desert oases.
Welcome back. I'm Michael Ray. You're listening to Thought Provoking Talk on Dresser After Dark.
When there are so many fabulous faraway places to see, why should Spain and Tahiti and Rio just be only names to you and me?
Andrea Sittigroff is with us. She is the president and founder of Sittig Inc. It's a columnist with womanentrepreneur.com, an expert for CanDoGo.com, three-time guest on Fox News. She's been featured in national magazines, appeared on national radio programs, and her books include Rev Your Resume, Power Referrals, Business Prospecting, and the 7 Keys to Effective Business-to-Business Appointment Setting. And let us say, Andrea, hi, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm very busy and important, apparently.
Oh, I got that. I was going to ask you, what do you do in your spare time?
No, there isn't much of that, as you can imagine.
Oh, you know, everybody right today, especially everybody today, wants to save money somehow. We're bombarded by the media. We get these tons of messages that says save and be careful, etc. So what we're talking about here is to do it the reverse it of the way salespeople would do. I've always thought you never want to take a knife to a gunfight, and you want to fight fire with fire. So if you know their techniques, you can technique them back.
That's right.
No, I love it. But the first one, I got to give you the answer to this question, all right?
Okay.
The question would be how to ask a car salesman that will lead him or her to the best deal for you. Here's the question. Do you want to get home safely tonight?
Absolutely.
No good, huh? Okay, let me ask you, this in all seriousness, what was it, got the light bulb going to make you think this way and see how much success there can be in it?
Well, I think part of it is just, it probably comes natural to me since I am one of these natural-born salespeople. I mean, it's really hard for me to imagine doing anything else. And so obviously a big part of sales is negotiation.
Yeah.
And that comes into play when you're a consumer as well as if you're a salesperson. And this is just something I've sort of tried over my lifetime. I've just sort of tried these techniques just to see. And what's so interesting is that so often all you have to do is ask. You know, people are afraid to do that. And so I have examples that I travel a lot for my sales training business, and so I stay in hotels all the time. And, you know, if I'm dissatisfied with a hotel room, I will, you know, go downstairs and just very politely ask to be changed to a different hotel room. And what's interesting is that often if there's not another hotel room at the same level, quote-unquote level, that you've paid for available, if you're really unhappy where you are, they will often put you in a different room that's an upgrade, and they won't even charge you the difference, just depending on how nice you are when you ask for it. Now, you can't be a jerk.
No.
You know, this other person has the power, so you've got to kill them with kindness and be super sweet about it. But it's amazing what will happen if you just ask. And the best story that I have actually happened recently, and I was floored. I could not believe this worked. So, as you mentioned in the introduction, I've been on TV more and more lately, and so I thought, you know, I need to go shopping, get some very serious TV clothes, because I have a lot of, you know, wild and crazy prints in my wardrobe, and I'm told that's not good for TV. Right, you need solid. So I thought, okay, I was in New York City, and I was actually there doing some stuff for Fox, and I thought, well, I'm just going to go down to the Lord & Taylor and just kind of see what they have. And so I go in, and I'm on, like, my dream floor. I happen to find the brand of suit that I'm, like, the prototype. The size 10 is the prototype for me. It just fits perfectly. And there are all these bright, bold colors. It's exactly what I'm looking for. So I spent an hour and a half with this sales gal, and she's helped me try on these different things. I must have tried on 20 different suits. And so I found 3 that I liked. And, of course, the one that I liked the most was the most expensive, because that's always how it happens.
Of course.
And so, oh, and she had told me that suit, the one that I liked the most, had just come in the day before. So obviously it wasn't going to be on sale because it just came in. So I go up to the counter. I put all 3 suits on the counter. And the last one, you know, is this favorite one that I really want. I put it on top, and it was $350.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I would have paid that, but I didn't want her to know that.
No.
So I put it down. I said, now, is this one on sale? I said, you know, I really like this one, but it's just a little bit more than I was wanting to spend. And she says, well, let me check. And so, of course, she checks, and it's not on sale. She goes, no, it's not on sale. And I'm like, And I just was quiet, you know, like I'm thinking. And so next thing I know, she's glancing over the sales floor, no doubt looking for a manager.
The manager, yes.
To make sure nobody was around. And she goes, you know what? I bet you got this off the $200 rack. I'll just give it to you for $200. So I got $150 off of a retail suit at a major retail store just because I showed a little hesitation. Now, I bought 3 suits total, so I was spending a lot of money in there.
Sure.
You know. But I don't know if it would have worked if I was just buying the 1 suit, but I was buying 3, and this one was expensive, and all I did was ask.
And by the way, and we know as marketers, we know, and as we should know as consumers, but we don't, that the price that you see is not always the price that you have to pay for it.
Right.
And I've always felt this, that if you were her, and it was reversed, somebody coming into your store obviously wants something. One of 2 things can happen. You can either sell it or talk them out of it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's it. There's no such thing as I don't want to. It's what has to do with that salesperson. And I truly believe if you get a handle on how they're trained, you can work it against them.
Well, yeah, and I think the logic was she would rather make $200 on the suit than nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, I gave her the impression that I wasn't a customer at $350.
Yeah, you see, let me tell you what I would have done if I was her, okay?
Okay.
I would have looked at you and I would have said, I don't know if I can do this, but if I can get this suit for you for $220, do you want it?
Yeah.
And I would have walked away, and I would have came back and said, it's yours.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, if she had said it was $350, so if she had said, you know, $320, I would have said yes.
Yeah.
I mean,
I got it.
Of course, the whole thing with negotiation, right, there's the negotiation 101, is you always ask for more than what you think you're going to get. And if you're selling something,
yeah,
you start by asking for more than you think you're going to get. And if you're buying something, you want it for you.
Less.
You offer a price,
yeah,
that's less than what you think you're going to get it for, and then you meet somewhere in the middle.
Yeah, and the fun begins.
Right.
But it's the ability to be able to do that and to understand that that's acceptable.
Yeah. Well, especially now,
yeah,
it is such a buyer's market right now. Oh my gosh, people that are selling anything are motivated to sell.
Okay, now when we deal with this, so really what we're saying is that we're teaching the consumer to sell.
Mm-hmm.
That's really what it is, isn't it?
Yeah, you're exactly. You're teaching the consumer
to sell
somebody else on the,
yeah,
idea of giving them a break.
Yeah, yeah. Because no matter what it is, the sell or the offer doesn't necessarily have to be the product. And I think there's where the big problem comes in when you're the offerer. Nobody buys a product. They buy what the product can do for them. And most people don't get to that point to understand it.
Yeah. You've got to get to that emotional connection.
Yeah. Yeah. And by the way, every transition that goes on, and I don't care if it's a multi-billion-dollar deal or a $10 deal, it has to do with emotional satisfaction.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the prime example of that is, let's go back to the store, right? You're in the store, you're looking for that sweater, that suit, that whatever, there's 40 of them on the rack, and you see the one that's yours. Something about it, you recognize it, you feel it, it's going to look good on you, the price is good, and everything's good, and you like it, and you've got it in your hand, and then you think, well, if I buy this, I can't pay the electric bill.
Mm.
And you would think that logic or intellect would trump the emotion at that time. That's not so.
No, I'm perfect proof of that.
Yeah, you bet. You go right underneath it, and the emotional satisfaction for paying the electric bill can be greater, and the one that's greater, that's what you do.
Yeah. And what was interesting about my experience in this store was that for the hour and a half that this lady helped me, and she was wonderful, you know, I'm telling her, I'm so excited, you know, I've been on TV, and I'm going to be on TV more, so I got to buy these clothes. And I mean, so she was, I mean, I wasn't holding anything back. She was getting the whole story.
It's a good thing I wasn't her.
I know.
You'd have spent double.
Exactly. She knew how bad I wanted it, but I think that just in showing that hesitation, she really wanted to make a sale.
Yeah.
And this is the other thing. Just because somebody asks for, like as a salesperson,
sure,
if somebody asks for a discount, just because you say no doesn't mean they're still going to buy it.
No, absolutely.
They're just asking.
Yeah. No, no question about it. And that's what I really believe, that what you're saying is spot on, because if every consumer out there took a basic sales course and not the old stuff, you know, there was a time where people could sell people things. It doesn't quite work that way anymore. You know, and nobody wants to be sold anymore, but we love to buy.
Yeah.
Right. So if you frame it in such a way that they buy it themselves, you don't have to sell it. That's when it happens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you know where this is really pertinent right now is folks that are looking for a job.
Yeah.
You are selling yourself. You are the commodity. And if you can't get out there and sell a potential employer on why you're a better candidate than the other 200 people that have applied for that job, you know, good luck. And I just think we have to step up and be confident and sort of almost unapologetically self-promote.
Well, absolutely, if that's what you're looking for, because basically it's not really selling you. It's selling what you represent to that person in their mind. That's really what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the key. That moves it above. It's not, you know, we know features and benefits and everybody hears that. But what about the benefit of the benefit, the perceived value of every individual out there? If you touch that, then you have it.
Yeah. And the result that you could create for somebody. What's the outcome that you'll be able to create based on a history of proven success?
No. Okay, I'll buy three.
What's that?
I said, I'll buy three. I'm closed.
You'll buy three. Right.
Now, is there anywhere, you know, let's go to, you teach salespeople, you teach management people, sales, you teach marketing, but where does a consumer go to learn? See, that's your next book.
I think so. Absolutely. It's turning these techniques into tools and tips that consumers can use. But from a consumer standpoint, I think 90% of it is just asking. I just think so often we're shy or we feel strange about, you know, asking for what we want. And it's just amazing how often you'll get what you want if you just ask for it.
I've got the name of your new book. Wait, here you go. It's called The Savvy Sale, Selling the Seller. There you go. There's your next title.
Okay, I'm going to have to pay you a commission on that, too.
No, you got it, gratis.
Okay, good.
Okay. But realistically, it's true. Everything is a learning process. Nothing comes automatic. And the key is, if you can learn, then you can do all of these things. I really believe, I'm serious, Andrea, if you had a book out there that taught the consumer how to sell the salesman or salesperson. I got to be politically correct.
That's right.
I got it. I'm there. I'm a dinosaur, but I learn. Slowly I learn. Okay. But that's really what it is. I think that in and of itself, especially in today's market, there is a window of opportunity for that.
Oh, absolutely. And just think of it like a game. I mean, who cares if you try and it doesn't work? I mean, so what? You move on to the next one. And like you said, you learn from the process. But it can actually be fun. I mean, especially when you ask for something and then you can't believe it just worked. I mean, like my situation with this retail shopping experience, I couldn't believe it worked. And I called my publicist the minute I got out of there. I'm like, you're not going to believe this. I was in a retail store, not a flea market, not a garage sale. You know, I was in a retail store in New York City, and I got a $350 suit for $200 because I basically asked.
No, but that's really the key. And the lesson in this is, no matter what kind of a store you're in, they are still a marketing concern. And in today's market, they can't afford to keep product on the shelf and the racks.
Yeah, that's exactly. They're motivated to sell and at some price. Maybe it's not the retail price. Often, like we talked about in the negotiation 101 piece earlier, you know, that retail price is probably the sellers, the retail stores, price that is more than they think they're going to get, but they're going to stick this price tag on it and, you know, hope that it moves. But if it doesn't, then, you know, who knows?
It's got to go.
Be open.
Yeah, it's got to go. Sitting there on the rack is not going to do anything for anybody. And every once in a while, when you find out how long something's been sitting there, it's time for it to go because it's not selling. They have to replace it with something. And if you're there at the right time in the right place with the right smile, it's yours.
And especially if you're buying any type of quantity of something, maybe there's one particular item and you're going to buy 10 of it, you know, then obviously the seller would be a little more motivated then too, because you're saying, if I do this, if I buy 10, will you give me a break on price?
And then I think I would have said to her also, is the manager here? And the manager would have came over and you would have said, I'm going to buy that and I'm going to be on Fox News and everybody's going to see me in it and I'm going to tell them where I bought it.
Right.
Yeah.
There you go. Exactly. And then that's how you sell the manager on giving you the discount.
And not only do you get a discount, you got a job.
That's right.
And you said the whole key, it's just a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of fun. Okay. Now, let me ask you this. You have a website, obviously.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, which is?
The easiest one. I've got so many, but the easiest one is actually going to be blitzexperience.com.
Okay, what am I going to find on that website?
You are going to find a fantastic picture of me to begin with.
What else would you want? I got it. Okay.
You asked for it.
Absolutely.
That's it. Show's over. We're done.
Yeah.
You're going to find all kinds of books and, you know, online tools and videos and, you know, all kinds of tools and techniques and products relating to sales.
Okay,
and
now, but who is it for? Is it for the marketer or the marketee?
It's for the marketer.
Okay.
But like what we're talking about, you could read it, you could get this information and then flip it around and say, okay, now how does this apply if I'm on the other end, if I'm being sold to,
yeah,
you know, how do I combat this or whatever?
No, I still think you got to have that last book to cover everybody.
Well, when am I supposed to do all this work?
Wait a minute.
My bio.
No, wait a minute. Tell me between 3 a.m. and 4:30 that you're busy.
I'm awake thinking about the next day.
The next day, the next book. No, but I got it. But that's what makes it fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. As somebody once said, you know, what's the best day in your life? Well, how about right now, this second?
Mm-hmm.
And that's the way it's got to be. Okay, so we can come to the website. There are all these things on the website that we can see.
Yes.
Okay.
And I have a YouTube channel, which is, I've got like 35 little 3-minute sales and marketing tips, which again, you could turn around and say, okay, as a consumer, how does this relate to me? And that's just youtube.com/AndreaSittigRolf.
Love every second of that. We're starting to run out of time, and I want to tell you that I'm going to go out and buy something. Maybe I won't. I'm going to buy something, and if they don't give me the price, I'm going to say, I'm telling Andrea.
That's right.
It works.
I'm going to pick Andrea on you, and she's going to call you at 6 in the morning because she'll be awake.
Oh, I love it. Andrea, hey, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. It was a lot of fun.
Take care. Good night.
Good night. And I promise to be near each time you call. And the only heart I own for you and you alone. Oh, that's all. Oh, that's all. I can only give you country walks in springtime. And a hand to hold when leaves begin to fall. And a love whose burning light will warm the winter night. Oh, that's all. Oh, that's all. There are those, I am sure, who have told.